the Yesterday and Today album, I always take the cover and I try and peel back.
To look for the dead babies bit, yeah.
What? How did that happen, that album cover that never saw the light of day, or if it did, got pulled off very quickly?
It went out... we took the pictures in London at one of those photo sessions. By then, we were really sort of, you know, beginning to hate it. A photo session was a big ordeal, and, you know, you had to try and look normal, you know, and you didn't feel it. And the photographer was a bit of a surrealist, you know, and he brought along all these babies and pieces of meat and doctor's coats, so we really got into it, and that's how we felt, you know, yeah. So we sort of, I especially, pushed for it to be an album cover, you know, just to break the image, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it got out in America, and they printed, about 60,000 got out, and then there was some kind of fuss, as usual. And they were all sent back in or withdrawn, and they stuck that awful-looking picture which you have in front of you of us sitting, looking just as deadbeat, but supposed to be happy-go-lucky foursome.
You look very unhappy.
Yeah, right. So we tried to, you know, do something different.
Album covers were much simpler then, right? Just
yeah,
a cover.
Yeah, you just walk in, take your photo, and walk out. You know? Mm-hmm. Especially in America, because we made only, say, 10 albums, actually. In America, there seemed to be 30 of them. And so we would design a cover or have control a bit more of our own covers in England. But America always had more albums, so they always needed another picture, another cover.
We used to be very upset because England would have 14 tracks per album,
yeah,
and then we'd only get 12.
Well, we used to say, why can't we put 14 out in America, you know, and stop them? Because we would sequence the albums how we thought they should sound, and we'd put a lot of work into the sequencing too. And we almost got to not care what happened in America because it was always different. They wouldn't let us put 14 out. They said there was some rule or something that we...
And greed, we all, greed, I think.
Well, whatever it was, you know. They just... And so we almost didn't care what happened to the albums in America until we started coming over more and noticing, like, on the 8 tracks, they'd have outtakes and mumbling on the beginning, which is interesting now, but it used to drive us crackers because we'd make an album and then they'd keep 2 from every album.